Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, let us not doubt, but truly see. Your word cannot be broken. Your call rings out, come unto me. Baptized into your precious name, our faith cannot be put to shame. Let us never perish. Amen. Our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 20 this evening. As is often the case, Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven. He is talking about how God is reigning, how God is at work in the world. And as is also often the case, it is, well, let's say different. Right? It does not compute, it does not work according to the way that we usually work. It doesn't work according to the way that we even usually think about working. The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a vineyard who goes out and hires people to work. He hires at the beginning of the day, he hires at mid-morning, he hires at midday, he hires at mid-afternoon, he goes out in the evening. He hires even then. He's got stuff for them to do. He hires workers. Right? So far, so normal. But then, you see at the end there that he pays everyone in reverse and that he pays them equally. That is, the guys who worked only an hour get paid the same as the guys who worked all day. And right there, you know that that is not normal. Right? As you were listening, if you were listening to a story like this, you were probably thinking, well, that does not sound fair. Right? That is not how we would do things. It upsets us maybe a little bit because you know what fair is. You know how people should be paid. You certainly know what you would want to be paid if you were one of those who were hired first in the morning. And so as you were listening, maybe you were doing some of the same math that they undoubtedly were doing when they say the master paying out. Or maybe you've heard this parable before, you know this story, and so you've taken it all in. Maybe you've thought about how the end of the parable works. And knowing that probably makes you think a little bit differently. Knowing how it all turns out, this may make some of you, instead of adding things together, like those workers in the parable, maybe you know that this parable relays something where the payment is skewed. And so what do you do? Right? What are you aiming for? I'm betting some of you are slackers deep down. And I know what you are thinking. I know that you are thinking, you just want to time this right. Right? Hey, let me know when it's about the 11th hour. I'll head to the market right then. What can I do with you guys? You are incorrigible. Right? And here's the thing. That mindset is the same exact mindset as the ones who are complaining at the end of the parable. You think that God thinks like you think. Right? You listen to this parable and you think that you are onto him. You are onto his ways and you think, I got this. I can game God. Right? But here's the thing, the little sentence that Jesus tacks on at the end of everything, right? About the first being last and the last being first. This is not the only time that Jesus says this. He says this over and over throughout the Gospels. I think he says that with the express purpose of trying to stymie any thought that you can game God. Right? So don't listen to this parable and come away thinking that you can time when you are going to get hired. Forget about that. Right? That is nonsense. You cannot pick up when the Lord will call you. One of the points made throughout all of the scriptures is that God calls when and where he wants to. Not you. And note also, even outside of this parable, there is such a thing as waiting too long to head to the marketplace. There are also such things as people who hear the call of the master and do not go to work for him. There are people in the world who want to calculate just how much they can get away with, just how much they can ignore what God is saying. People who think they can watch the clock and time it just right. Here's the thing, as we said at the beginning, the Lord does not think like we do. And just like none of you would run a business the way that you hear this master run his business, so also you don't think like God in regard to anything else either. Right? Our reading from Isaiah says this point blank, where God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways." And just as the early workers cannot add up what they will receive, neither can you time it. Among other reasons, because you don't know what time it is. Right? You don't know what time it is broadly. You don't know what time it is for each and every one of you personally. You don't know when the end of the whole thing is coming, and you don't know when you may die. And so, as Isaiah says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him. Right? So the ones hired in the morning are blessed because the master has called them in the morning. The ones that are hired throughout the day are blessed because the master has called them at whatever hour he has called them. He puts them to work. As far as this parable is concerned, anyone not working for the master is spending their day in idleness. Elsewhere, this is put, whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. And faith receives what God gives whenever he gives it. Right? Faith trusts that the Lord knows what he is about. If he calls you early on in your life when you were a baby, great. If he gives a little bit to you, more to some other people, that is fine. Remember, God does not think like you do. And there's also this. At the base, at the core, everyone receives through faith forgiveness for all of your sins. And please note, that is not fair. That is not just. That is not what we deserve. That is not what we are owed. On the other end, that is not how we would pay things out. But here it is again. God's ways are not your ways. The gospel revolves around us getting paid a glorious reward while Jesus Christ bears the heat of the day on the cross. God gives you something that you did not earn. And in that, we are all 11th-hour workers, and that is probably putting it generously. This parable, the kingdom of heaven, revolves not around the workers, not around how much work they put in, but rather around the generosity of the master. It is his kingdom, after all. He does what he wants with what is his. And he has already given you his compassion. He has already given you abundant pardon. He's already given you eternal life. Your sins are forgiven. And when the final payout comes, I do not think that you'll be disappointed. But you still want to know what hour it is, don't you? Well, the scriptures tell us that it is the last days. That is how God thinks, anyway. Amen.